What is up, guys? This is your boy Jay, and welcome back to another episode of Fucking Metalcore Maiden. We are back, we are live, and we are in the field of treachery. And we will not divulge, you evil species, okay? We are here to stay, and we will dive into the top 100 greatest songs of post-hardcore ever, because that's what we do. It's who we are. It's what we're made of. This is what we do. It's just in us. It's DNA, baby. And what's up, guys? I know it's been a minute, but guess what? I am back. I had to do some episodes July 4th. I had some downtime. Of course, I had to do a little bit of editing, so you guys might get these episodes a day or two later. But man, it was a lot of fun doing the research. It was fucking fantastic. As I stated in the Metalcore revamp, if you guys don't think about like who's the greatest vocalist of all time and don't like do a journal of it and just think about what they did and how they impacted the scene or even post-hardcore or whatever, man, just in music in general, because I know you guys are passionate about music and that's why you listen. But man, trust me, just do it. You don't have to be like me and make a podcast. But man, it just reminded me when I was doing these episodes of just how fun it is to just do the research and just not even just the research, just the thought process of just thinking like, man, this was that or that that did that, or this guy's more impactful because of this or that. Like, it's just super fun just you know, just thinking about it and going back and really, really just kind of, you know, just embracing it and thinking about it, man. It's actually really fucking cool, man. And, yeah, I mean, you guys are definitely doing it. Sometimes, you know, just do it for yourself. But anyways, we're going to dive off of that. This episode, we got the top 100 greatest post-hardcore songs of all time, and we ain't slowing down. We got a lot more content to give you, so stay tuned, lock in, brace yourself, keep your fucking foot on the pedal, and stay metal. You guys know the goddamn drill. And I had to make this list because when I realized the numbers that my Escape the Fate episode did, it made me realize that there's just as many people, if not even more potentially, that like post-hardcore as they do metalcore that listen to my podcast. So I wanted to just make sure that I give you guys this type of content as well. I'm trying to do a lot more post-hardcore stuff too when I do make content, because let's face facts, let's be honest, post-hardcore is just as important to the scene, to the metalcore scene, as metalcore, because I mean, a lot of us, just a progression, you know, because I'm gonna be honest, you know, I had a slow progression, you know, and I don't believe that if you go straight to metalcore, let's say you're just interested in rock, and then, you know, you have someone that shows you metalcore, you may potentially never like metalcore. You know what I'm saying? I don't know that for a fact, because the way I was presented hardcore music, it was progressively done. So you know, my friend that did that for me, you know, created that progression for me, I don't sure that if he didn't do it the way he did it, that I would even like it to this day. You know, I went from like, you know, fucking I went all the way to from like fucking 303 to Lights to fucking then I had a little jump maybe there with like Alasana, Bullet for My Valentine, Escape the Fate, you know, A Day to Remember, and it just kind of like goes up. So it's like Get Scared even, but it's like you start hearing those screams, you know, that's the biggest like jump for a person, you know, that's not really into it. You know, you start hearing those growls and shit like that, and I feel as though if you're hearing them, but you're also listening to A Day to Remember, you're like, oh shit, this is like fucking R&B or some shit, or just fucking, you know, just fucking solid rock with like a great vocalist or something, but they scream, you know. I just don't think it would be as bizarre to you, you know, that feeling of just, this might be too hard for me, if you're listening to it in a progression way. But anyway, enough chitter chatter. Just wanted to get that point across that post-hardcore is very, very important. And we are gonna do it like we did the revamp list. We are gonna start from the top 100 post-hardcore song of all time. And this was a super fun list to do and research, because it made me realize and go all the way back and think about all the good post-hardcore music that, you know, a lot of those bands I just wish would continue to go. And it was just really fun to go back and do. But the 100th greatest post-hardcore song of all time, we have Life at 11 by A Day to Remember. The 99th greatest post-hardcore song of all time, we have You're Insane by Escape the Fate. The 98th greatest post-hardcore song of all time, we have The First Punch by Pierce the Veil. The 97th greatest post-hardcore song of all time, we have Today I Saw the Whole World, also by Pierce the Veil. At number 96, we have Duck Duck Grey Goose by Let's Get It. At number 95, we have The Document Speaks for Itself by A Day to Remember. At 94, we have A Shot in the Dark, A Day to Remember. You're going to see them a lot, by the way. It's fucking A Day to Remember. Their discography is crazy. At number 93, we have Better Off This Way, A Day to Remember. At 92, we have Situations, Escape the Fate. Situations are irrelevant now. Don't get me started, man. At number 91, we have Escape the Fate as well with Ungrateful. At number 90, we have Escape the Fate again with Issues. Yeah, you guys are going to see Escape the Fate and Day to Remember a lot. At number 89, we have Whore by Get Scared. There we go. Some diversity, baby. At number 88, we have Massacre by Escape the Fate. Okay, I guess there's not much diversity. Sorry about that. At number 87, we have Choose Your Fate by Escape the Fate. Irony. At number 86, we have The Finer Things by Get Scared. Don't get scared. At number 85, we have Do Not Disturb by Let's Get It. At 84, we have Bloodsucker by A Day to Remember. 83, we have It's Just Me, Escape the Fate. It's just. At number 82, we have A Day of Reckoning, Escape the Fate. 81, we're talking about Practice, Chiodos. Talking about Practice, man. At number 80, we have Expensive Conversations in Cheap Hotels, Chiodos. 79, Love is a Cat from Hell, Chiodos. 78, Besitos, Pierce the Veil. 77, King for a Day, Pierce the Veil. 76, Setting Yourself Up for Sarcasm, Get Scared. 75, All Signs Point to Lauderdale, A Day to Remember. 74, Liars and Monsters, Escape the Fate. 73, Let Us Burn One, Chiodos. 72, Scaremonger, Chiodos. 71, Hell Above, Pierce the Veil. 70, So in Love Before Their Eyes. That's one of those classic ones. Unfortunately, that band was like a one-hit wonder before their eyes, man. But, you know, we can't forget about them just because you're a one-hit wonder. You got to still make the fucking list because we're all about accuracy around here, baby. We're like Fox News. At number 69, we have Joey Peapot with a Monkey Face, a.k.a. Lexington by Chiodos. That's a classic right there. Had to go back and get that one. At number 68, we have His Story Repeats Itself, Chiodos. 67, A Match in the Water, Pierce the Veil. 66, Get Out, Circa Survive. 65, Bulls in the Bronx, Pierce the Veil. 64, I Felt Free, Circa Survive. And girls are real crazy about Circa Survive, man. You can't tell them anything about Circa Survive, trust me. If you're dating a girl and she's into Circa Survive, man, you better pretend as though you're like their biggest fans, bro. Because trust me, I was dumped back in my heyday because I wouldn't get behind Circa Survive. I mean, of course, that wasn't the formal reason on paper that I was dumped, quote, quote. But I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, when I'm denying to go to Circa Survive concerts because I want to go even travel to see some of my favorites, like Motionless, and that's a problem. I mean, it gets a little sticky, but listen, word of advice, if your girl's in a Circa Survive, just pretend like you love them. Trust me, it'll make everything a lot smoother. And trust me, that girl was really hot, so I really fucked up. I should have pretended. At number 62, we have The Boy Who Could Fly by Pierce the Veil. 61, Carafinalia. Pierce the Veil, it's a classic right there. At number 60, we have Colorblind by Hands Like Houses. 59, This Isn't the End, A Skillet Drive. Okay, A Skillet finally making an appearance. At number 58, we have Breaking Down by I Prevail. At 57, we have Too Bright to See, Too Loud to Hear by Under Oath. Almost was caught slipping there. At number 56, we have Dead Weight by I Prevail. At 55, we have Postcards and Polaroids by Sleeping with Sirens, of course. I would try to hum that chorus, but yeah, that would be an epic fail. So we're just going to skip out on that. At number 54, we have Knights of the Round by A Skillet Drive. At 53, we have Dead Man by Glasslands. I saw them live. They were badass. And number 52, along with, I saw most of these bands live, but you know, I just had to get that out there because they're not that popular. Anyways, at number 52, we have I Prevail, Bow Down. At 51, we have Fame by Glasslands once again. At 50, we have Bury the Hatchet, and that is by Our Last Night. At number 49, we have Headshot at the Ballet Recital, and that is by That's Outrageous. Man, I fucking miss that band. That band has so much potential. At number 48, we have Catatonia. Of course, that's by The Amity Affliction. At number 47, we have Practice What You Preach, and that is by Outline in Color. At 46, we have Immortal, and that is by Palisades. At number 45, we have Into the Storm, and that is by the melodic post-hardcore front runners, the new kids on the block. I actually did a podcast about them. If you did not see that episode, check it out. You'll get more of an inside scoop about Set Yourselves. Into the Storm, Set Yourselves, 45. At 44, we have Liar by Glasslands. At 43, we have To Hell and Back by Bless the Fall. Classic. I remember playing Tell Him Back on Tap Tap Revenge 4, I think it was. Classic game, man. If anyone knows a way to get that game somehow, let me know. DM me, because your boy needs that game. At number 42, we have Ready for Repair by Ready for Repair. It's right on the tip of my tongue. Secrets, I want to say. Having a brain fart. We're having technical difficulties right now, figuratively. I gotta be accurate, man. But I'm pretty sure it's Secrets, man. But you know, I don't actually write the like name of the band next to like when I make my list, because I like to think that I'm metal enough to fucking know what fucking band this was, especially if these are top 100 songs of all time. There's so much more than 100 songs in the last fucking 20 years, so I should fucking know who sings the goddamn song, you understand? But yes, it was Secrets. I follow my intuition, man. It's there. At number 41, we have Alone by Sleeping with Sirens. At number 40, we have Promised Ones by Bless the Fall. I know a lot of you probably think that song should have been higher because, man, Promised Ones was a classic, an absolute banger. At number, but you know, I can't be biased. You know, I can't bias the list. This is for the people, man. I can't be biased in the list for the people. It's not about me. At number 39, we have The Architect Part 2 by Secrets again, right? The Architect of Secrets. Pretty sure that's Secrets. Secrets? Is it Secrets? Yes, it is Secrets. Nailed it. At 38, we have The Guillotine by Escape the Fate. At 37, I don't know what the hell I just said, but at 37, we have a Leave It All Behind with Sleeping with Sirens. 36, we have Viola Lion. At 35, well, I didn't even say who that was by. 36, Viola Lion by Isles and Glaciers. 35, Do It Now, Remember It Later by Sleeping with Sirens, classic. 34, Outcast. I want to say that's Secrets, but sometimes I get Secrets and Palisades mixed up, man. I really do. I don't know why, because I don't even feel like they sound similar. But anyways, I just have to remember that one of them got the crap horniness shit to him, and the other one doesn't have that shtick, okay? But yeah, Outcast is by Palisades, and that is at number 34. At 33, we have Fire by Sleeping with Sirens. 32, we have Disclosure by Palisades. At 31, we have We're All Going to Die. At 30, we have, let's see here, 30, we have Wishful Sinking by Bless the Fall at 30. At 28, we have 10 Miles Wide by Escape the Fate. 27, we have Besitos by Pierce DeVille. At 26, we have Caves. And at 25, You Will Find Out. Stay tuned. I'm going to take a quick break. And these are the 25 greatest post-hardcore songs of all time. So stay tuned. Stay strapped up. Not meaning with a weapon, but stay strapped up and, you know, buckled up. We're going to go on for a ride, man. These are the greatest 25 songs of all time. Don't want to miss them. We'll be right back. What is up, guys? This is your boy Jay, and welcome back to another episode of Fucking Metalcore Maiden. We are back, we are live, and we are in the field of treachery, and we will not divulge, you evil species, okay? We are here to stay, and we will dive into the top 100 greatest songs of post-hardcore ever, because that's what we do. It's who we are. It's what we're made of. This is what we do. It's just in us. It's DNA, baby. And what's up, guys? I know it's been a minute, but guess what? I am back. I had to do some episodes July 4th. I had some downtime. Of course, I had to do a little bit of editing, so you guys might get these episodes a day or two later. But man, it was a lot of fun doing the research. It was fucking fantastic. As I stated in the metalcore revamp, if you guys don't think about like who's the greatest vocalist of all time and don't like do a journal of it and just think about what they did and how they impacted the scene or even post-hardcore or whatever, man, just in music in general, because I know you guys are passionate about music and that's why you listen. But man, trust me, just do it. You don't have to be like me and make a podcast. But man, it just reminded me when I was doing these episodes of just how fun it is to just do the research and just not even just the research, just the thought process of just thinking like, man, this was that or that that did that, or this guy's more impactful because of this or that. Like, it's just super fun just you know, just thinking about it and going back and really just kind of, you know, just embracing it and thinking about it, man. It's actually really fucking cool, man. And yeah, I mean, you guys are definitely doing sometimes, you know, just do it for yourself. But anyways, we're gonna dive off of that. This episode, we got the top 100 greatest post-hardcore songs of all time, and we ain't slowing down. We got a lot more content to give you, so stay tuned, lock in, brace yourself, keep your fucking foot on the pedal, and stay metal. You guys know the goddamn drill. And I had to make this list because when I realized the numbers that my Escape the Fate episode did, it made me realize that there's just as many people, if not even more potentially, that like post-hardcore as they do metalcore that listen to my podcast. So I wanted to just make sure that I give you guys this type of content as well. So yeah, I'm trying to do a lot more post-hardcore stuff too when I do make content, because let's face facts, let's be honest, post-hardcore is just as important to the scene, to the metalcore scene, as metalcore, because I mean, a lot of us, just the progression, you know, because I'm gonna be honest, you know, I had a slow progression, you know, and I don't believe that if you go straight to metalcore, let's say you're just interested in rock, and then, you know, you have someone that shows you metalcore, you may potentially never like metalcore. You know what I'm saying? I don't know that for a fact, because the way I was presented hardcore music, it was progressively done. So, you know, my friend that did that for me, you know, created that progression for me, I don't sure that if he didn't do it the way he did it, that I would even like it to this day. You know, I went from like, you know, fucking, I went all the way to from like fucking 303 to Lights to fucking, then I had a little jump maybe there with like Alasana, Bullet for My Valentine, Escape the Fate, you know, A Day to Remember, and it just kind of like goes up. So it's like Get Scared even, but it's like you start hearing those screams, you know, that's the biggest like jump for a person, you know, that's not really into it, you know, you start hearing those growls and shit like that. And I feel as though if you're hearing them but you're also listening to A Day to Remember, you're like, oh shit, this is like fucking R&B or some shit, or just fucking, you know, just fucking solid rock with like a great vocalist or something. But they scream, you know, I just don't think it would be as bizarre to you, or, you know, that feeling of just, this might be too hard for me, if you're listening to it in a progression way. But anyway, enough chitter chatter, just wanted to get that point across that post-hardcore is very, very important. And we are gonna do it like we did the revamp list. We are going to start from the top 100 post-hardcore song of all time. And this was a super fun list to do and research, because it made me realize and go all the way back and think about all the good post-hardcore music that, you know, a lot of those bands I just wish would continue to go. And it was just really fun to go back and do. But the 100th greatest post-hardcore song of all time, we have Life at 11 by A Day to Remember. the 99th greatest post-hardcore song of all time. We have You're Insane by Escape the Fate. The 98th greatest post-hardcore song of all time, we have The First Punch by Pierce the Veil. The 97th greatest post-hardcore song of all time, we have Today I Saw the Whole World, also by Pierce the Veil. At number 96, we have Duck Duck Gray Goose by Let's Get It. At number 95, we have The Document Speaks for Itself by A Day to Remember. At 94, we have A Shot in the Dark, A Day to Remember. You're going to see them a lot, by the way. It's fucking A Day to Remember. Their discography is crazy. At number 93, we have Better Off This Way, A Day to Remember. At 92, we have Situations, Escape the Fate. Situations are irrelevant now. Don't get me started, man. At number 91, we have Escape the Fate as well with Ungrateful. At number 90, we have Escape the Fate again with Issues. Yeah, you guys are going to see Escape the Fate and they remember a lot. At number 89, we have Whore by Get Scared. There we go. Some diversity, baby. At number 88, we have Massacre by Escape the Fate. Okay, I guess there's not much diversity. Sorry about that. At number 87, we have Choose Your Fate by Escape the Fate. Irony. At number 86, we have The Finer Things by Get Scared. Don't get scared. At number 85, we have Do Not Disturb by Let's Get It. At 84, we have Bloodsucker by A Day to Remember. 83, we have It's Just Me, Escape the Fate. It's just. At number 82, we have A Day of Reckoning, Escape the Fate. 81, we're talking about Practice, Chiodos. Talking about Practice, man. At number 80, we have Expensive Conversations in Cheap Hotels, Chiodos. 79, Love is a Cat from Hell, Chiodos. 78, Besitos, Pierce the Veil. 77, King for a Day, Pierce the Veil. 76, Setting Yourself Up for Sarcasm, Get Scared. 75, All Signs Point to Lauderdale, A Day to Remember. 74, Liars and Monsters, Escape the Fate. 73, Let Us Burn One, Chiodos. 72, Scaremonger, Chiodos. 71, Hell Above, Pierce the Veil. 70, So in Love, Before Their Eyes. That's one of those classic ones. Unfortunately, that band was like a one-hit wonder, Before Their Eyes, man. But, you know, we can't forget about them just because you're a one-hit wonder. You got to still make the fucking list because we're all about accuracy around here, baby. We're like Fox News. At number 69, we have Joey Peapot with a Monkey Face, a.k.a. Lexington by Chiodos. That's a classic right there. Had to go back and get that one. At number 68, we have His Story Repeats Itself, Chiodos. 67, A Match in the Water, Pierce the Veil. 66, Get Out, Circa Survive. 65, Bulls in the Bronx, Pierce the Veil. 64, I Felt Free, Circa Survive. And girls are real crazy about Circa Survive, man. You can't tell them anything about Circa Survive, trust me. If you're dating a girl and she's into Circa Survive, man, you better pretend as though you're like their biggest fans, bro. Because trust me, I was dumped back in my heyday because I wouldn't get behind Circa Survive. I mean, of course, that wasn't the formal reason on paper that I was dumped, quote, quote. But I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, when I'm denying to go to Circa Survive concerts because I want to go even travel to see some of my favorites, like Motionless, and that's a problem. I mean, it gets a little sticky, but listen, word of advice, girls in a circus vibe, just pretend like you love them. Trust me, it'll make everything a lot smoother. And trust me, that girl was really hot, so I really fucked up. I should have pretended. At number 62, we have The Boy Who Could Fly by Pierce the Veil. 61, Paraphernalia. Pierce the Veil, it's a classic right there. At number 60, we have Colorblind by Hands Like Houses. 59, This Isn't the End, A Skillet Drive. K.S. Skillet finally making an appearance. At number 58, we have Breaking Down by I Prevail. At 57, we have Too Bright to See, Too Loud to Hear by Under Oath. Almost was caught slipping there. At number 56, we have Dead Weight by I Prevail. At 55, we have Postcards and Polaroids by Sleeping with Sirens, of course. I would try to hum that chorus, but yeah, that would be an epic fail. So we're just going to skip out on that. At number 54, we have Knights of the Round by A Skillet Drive. At 53, we have Dead Man by Glasslands. I saw them live. They were badass. At number 52, along with I saw most of these bands live, but you know, I just had to get that out there because they're not that popular. Anyways, at number 52, we have I Prevail, Bow Down. At 51, we have Fame by Glasslands once again. At 50, we have Bury the Hatchet, and that is by Our Last Night. At number 49, we have Headshot at the Ballet Recital, and that is by That's Outrageous. Man, I fucking miss that band. That band has so much potential. At number 48, we have Catatonia. Of course, that's by The Amity Affliction. At number 47, we have Practice What You Preach, and that is by Outline in Color. At 46, we have Immortal, and that is by Palisades. At number 45, we have Into the Storm, and that is by the melodic post-hardcore Front Runners, the new kids on the block. I actually did a podcast about them. If you did not see that episode, check it out. You'll get more of an inside scoop about Set Your Sails. Into the Storm, Set Your Sails, 45. At 44, we have Liar by Glasslands. At 43, we have To Hell and Back by Bless the Fall. Classic. I remember playing Tell Him Back on Tap Tap Revenge 4, I think it was. Classic game, man. If anyone knows a way to get that game somehow, let me know. DM me, because your boy needs that game. At number 42, we have Ready for Repair by Ready for Repair. It's right on the tip of my tongue. Secrets, I want to say. Having a brain fart. We're having technical difficulties right now, figuratively. I gotta be accurate, man. But I'm pretty sure it's Secrets, man. But you know, I don't actually write the like name of the band next to like when I make my list, because I like to think that I'm metal enough to fucking know what fucking band this was. Especially if these are top 100 songs of all time. There's so much more than 100 songs in the last fucking 20 years, so I should fucking know who sings the goddamn song, you understand? But yes, it was Secrets. Gotta follow my intuition, man. It's there. At number 41, we have Alone by Sleeping with Sirens. At number 40, we have Promise Ones by Bless the Fall. I know a lot of you probably think that song should have been higher, because, man, Promise Ones was a classic, an absolute banger. at number, but you know, I can't be biased. You know, I can't bias the list. This is for the people, man. I can't be biased in the list for the people. It's not about me. At number 39, we have The Architect Part 2 by Secrets again, right? The Architect of Secrets. Pretty sure that's Secrets. Secrets? Is it Secrets? Yes, it is Secrets. Nailed it. At 38, we have The Guillotine by Escape the Fate. At 37, the hell I just said, but at 37 we have A Leave It All Behind with Sleeping with Sirens. 36 we have Viola Lion. At 35, well, I didn't even say who that was by. 36, Viola Lion by Isles and Glaciers. 35, Do It Now, Remember It Later by Sleeping with Sirens, classic. 34, Outcast by Outcast. I want to say that's Secrets, but sometimes I get Secrets and Palisades mixed up, man. I really do. I don't know why. Because I don't even feel like they sound similar. But anyways, I just have to remember that one of them got the crap horn-ish shit to him, and the other one doesn't have that shtick, okay? But yeah, Outcast is by Palisades, and that is at number 34. At 33, we have Fire by Sleeping with Sirens. 32, we have Disclosure by Palisades. At 31, we have We're All Going to Die. At 30, we have, let's see here, 30, we have Wishful Sinking by Bless the Fall at 30. At 28, we have 10 Miles Wide by Escape the Fate. 27, we have Mosquitoes by Pierce DeVille. At 26, we have Caves. And at 25, You Will Find Out. Stay tuned. I'm going to take a quick break. And these are the 25 greatest post-hardcore songs of all time. So stay tuned. Stay strapped up. Not meaning with a weapon, but stay strapped up and, you know, buckled up. We're going to go on for a ride, man. These are the greatest 25 songs of all time. Don't want to miss them. We'll be right back. What is up, guys? This is your boy Jay. We are back. We are live, quote, quote. And before we finish the list with the 25 greatest post-hardcore songs of all time, we did notice that we made some human error mistakes, which fucking sucks. Gotta stop doing drugs, guys. No, I don't do drugs. I don't know what you're talking about. But anyways, yeah, so we made a few mistakes here. I did notice that when I went over number 31, yeah, I said We're All Going to Die, but I did not say the artist. The artist is The March Ahead. So The March Ahead sings We Are All Going to Die, a banger. Go check it out on YouTube. Can't go out like that, man. That song's too fucking great to be skipping, bro. Fuck's wrong with me. And I also noticed that I skipped number 29. Yeah, I skipped number 29. I just completely went over it. And at number 29, we would have This War Is Ours by Escape the Fate. So sorry about that. Definitely can't be forgetting a song like that, because this war is ours, baby, and we're here. And yeah, man, so I just made those few human errors. Definitely check those. Good thing I go to commercial break, man, because I would have had to make a whole fucking pod and try to revamp the whole goddamn list because of those mistakes. So, yes. But, yes, so we're going to be diving into the top 25 greatest post-hardcore songs of all time. Buckle up. We're going to talk a little bit about them. We're not going to really analytically break them down. I only do the analytical stuff when I'm breaking out something new and things of that nature. But yeah, we'll just go over the top 25 greatest post-hardcore songs of all time. Do a little description because they do all mean something, of course. And at number 25, we have You Wear a Crown, But You're No King by Bless the Fall. This was one of those songs that was one of the, I think it was either number one or two on the album, as far as like track listing. And when you heard this song, man, you just thought the whole fucking entire album would be great, because this song brought a different type of energy, a different type of standard for the band. It felt a lot heavier than a lot of what Bless the Fall does. You know, Boo Boken is very clean vocalist oriented, and man, this was absolutely a fantastic song, a great fucking name for a song too. And when you listen to the song, you just felt like a badass, man, because it's like, it's kind of like when I listen to this song, I usually listen to it in class, and it's like, bro, teacher, you wear a crown, but like, I'll still whoop your ass, dude. Like, you know that, right? You know, so those are the type of vibes that song used to give me, an absolute classic. Straw Volcano Mouth, a fantastic song, one of the best songs on the Geodis Illuminatio album, in my opinion. One of the heavier songs on that album as well. You guys know I'm into the heavy shit. And for Chiodos, this was definitely a hit banger. And I was proud of them for this song. This was a fucking fantastic song. And it's one of the songs that etched that album into legend, that made it perhaps the greatest post-hardcore album of all time. And songs like this made that possible. Going on to number 23, we have The Final Blow by Escape the Fate. Man, you talk about fucking workout music. Fucking majority of the world wants to work out to fucking, I don't know, Lizzo, Cardi B. No, fuck that. We're hardcore. We work out to The Final fucking Blow. We're working out thinking about, if someone fucking taps my shoulder, I'm going to give them the fucking final blow. There ain't no fucking drop it lower, do spin arounds and shit. Nah, man, we're giving people the final blow, man. And that's just how it is. Because to me, this was always one of my favorite workout songs. And it even still is to this day. So that's what it always makes me think about. Final blow. At number 22, we have Born to Lose. Of course, this is by The Amity Affliction. Oh man, this song is just fucking, this song's fucking great, man. Just everything about it, really. Born to Lose, especially like that, the part where it was like converting from the build-up after the bridge, when you just keep saying Born to Lose, and then you have like the chugging of the bass in the background, and those little fucking like tuned out riffs that are just going with the bass when he's saying Born to Lose. One of the, just, man, if you're talking about like 15-20 seconds of a song, that's one of the best 15-20 seconds of a song you'll ever hear right there, man. But Born to Lose definitely deserves a spot in the 25 greatest post-hardcore songs of all time. At number 21, we have A Living Nightmare. Another one of those songs that, if I was being biased, it would have been a lot fucking higher. A Living Nightmare is a fucking absolute banger. Very high repeatability song, or replayability, but man, it's just a fucking fantastic song. It is just well-rounded, very catchy, and just, it's just heavy enough to make you realize this is not a pop-punk song. But A Living Nightmare is definitely just well-rounded, even lyrically. It's just a very good song. At number 20, we have The Show Must Go On by Famous Last Words. Man, Famous Last Words were definitely a great fucking band. Actually, I can't say were. I mean, they're still around, I believe, for the most part, yeah. They just don't, I don't think, come out with projects that often. But man, Famous Last Words, man, I love their theme. You know, they always kind of had like that Crown the Empire type of energy to them. And that's just with the theatrics of how they introduce their songs, with their band artwork, with just everything about them, really, even the names of their songs, very Crown the Empire-ish, especially early on in those two bands' career. Even similar to some of the Attack Attack's early, you know, song titles and things of that nature. But man, they lived up to that bill. They used to be, man, head and shoulders with all the top bands back then, man. To me, they're not as good anymore, but speaking just specifically about The Show Must Go On, part one, pay close attention to that. This is part one, not part two. Part two is okay, but part one's different, man. Part one has everything, great theatrics, great instrumentally, just a badass song. At number 19, we have Baltimore Rain, Smoke 'em If You Got 'em by the Amity Affliction. No, it's not called Smoke 'em If You Got 'em, it's called Baltimore Rain. But I'm saying Smoke 'em If You Got 'em, because that's all I need to say about the song, man. It's right to the point, no description needed. Smoke 'em If You Got 'em. If you're ever thinking about just beating someone up, or just being, if you're just mad at someone, just listen to Baltimore Rain. Smoke 'em If You Got 'em. It's pretty simple, man. It's not complicated at all. At number 18, we have Ex Machina by A Skillet Drive. Ex Machina is bad ass. Skillet Drive is one of those bands, man. You just go through all their songs, man, back in their heyday, and it was just, man, you just ride off to the sunset. You don't have to skip shit, man. They were like that, man. And Ex Machina was one of those songs where, even though they were so consistent, this song really, really stood out, and it deserves its place in the top 25. It's a great, balanced song, man, all around, baby. At number 17, we have Hollow Bodies by Bless the Fall. Once again, another one of their heavier songs. There's a part of me that wish Bless the Fall would be more metalcore, or even just more melodic than post-hardcore. I wish they just upped the ante, because it just, I don't know, when they come out with like heavier songs, they hit a lot more than they miss. But with the post-hardcore songs, it's just like, especially like, obviously too, like more recently and stuff like that, like they've definitely missed a lot. So it's like, maybe it's time to go in a different direction. I hope that they hear me. I know they don't, but man, if they could just fucking hear me out, or hear someone out, and just go heavier, I think Bless the Fall really has potential to be one of the top metalcore bands in the scene, man. If they just fully committed to the transition, I can definitely see them doing very, very, very well in metalcore, man. So let's hope we get that transition, man. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. But Hollow Bodies is absolutely classic. It's one of those songs, if you're fucking at a party and maybe you're a DJ, or you know the DJ, you want to make a song suggestion, and everyone loves metalcore, Hollow Bodies is that song. It is that song. It is the song to play at a fucking metalcore convention. That's a fact. Or post-hardcore for that nature, but either way, man. At number 16, we have Forgive Me by Set Yourselves. Like I said, up-and-coming post-hardcore melodic band. Fantastic. They're just heavy enough to make you feel as though they're more metalcore, but then they're clean enough to make you ride the wave and just feel satisfied and just feel clean. And man, Forgive Me was a banger, man. Very, very high play replayability, and it's just one of those songs that you can just, it's definitely a car song as well, a very good car song, you know, driving around, but very good song. 15, we have Decayer, of course, that's also by Bless the Fall. Decayer was badass. This was little, I would say just a little bit heavier than normal, of course, as well. But see, again, like I said, you see the consistency with like their heavier sounding tracks just being like their best, man. And yeah, man, Decayer was badass. Great fucking opening. Just a great track, man. It's a really good listen. It's one of those classics. Man, you can listen. Well, I'll probably be listening to Decayer fucking 10 years from now, man. Great track number 14. I thought this track initially would be higher than this. But again, we are Fox News of the podcast world, and we are not biased. So, Notes in Constellation by Chiodos could not be number 4 or 3. It had to be number 14. But Notes in Constellation is a fucking just beautiful song, man. The synchronicity of this song between the instruments and Craig and just everything, how it just kind of goes together. And it has that like a dreamy feel to it, you know, almost like, I don't know, it's just different. And it sounds a lot different from all of their other tracks. It's the only track that sounds like anything like it. So definitely up there. Classic, Notes in Constellation. At number 13, we have Lost in Darkness. Of course, that is by Escape the Fate. Lyrically, one of my favorite songs of all time in any genre, just because, you know, the background, and I kind of went over this in my Escape the Fate episode, but just a great fucking song, man, with the lyrics and just the darkness of the track. It just felt so dark, and you guys know me, I swim in that darkness, baby, but man, it just felt so great, man. It just get a great vibe when you listen to the song, man. That's for damn sure. At number 12, we have Out of Time. You know, it's crazy. It's crazy to say this, but man, like, I kind of forgot about Out of Time, man. When I was doing the research for the pod, man, I was listening to Out of Time. I was just like, man, how the fuck did Out of Time stay out of my listening rotation for all of these years, man? I hadn't listened to Out of Time for about, man, probably four or five years, man. It's crazy. And Out of Time is such a great song. So I went from going 4 or 5 years without listening to it to putting it in my top rated to make sure that shit gets played. Because in the words of Jeremy McKinney, a wise man, what the fuck am I doing? I can't tell the difference between wrong and right. Come on, man. You know the vibes, man. That's all we gotta say. At number 11, we have Lock the Doors by Get Scared. One of the most, if not the most iconic three-word phrase in all post-hardcore history, man. And obviously, to really know what's the best three-word phrase, I have to definitely do some research. But, man, just from the top of my head, man, just any chorus that just was three words, basically, man. I don't know if it gets any better than Lock the Doors, man. It's just an iconic just quote, man. Lock the Doors, and just the way it's just said, it's fucking great, man. It's great vibes, great song, great overall. Actually, sneaky good instrumentation as well on this song, and which surprised me, so. Lock the Doors, man, just outside of the top 10 greatest songs of all time. And of course, the top 10 greatest songs of all time in post-hardcore history is about to go down, and we will do it right after we take a quick